From the New Jersey Times, I'm Olingan Mitra. This is The Daily 2. In the 9 days since rocket fire commenced in the Middle East, the number of casualties has continued to climb. In Israel, a dozen people have been killed, including 2 children, and in Gaza, over 200 people have been killed, including dozens of children. Today, an interview with Yotam Horowitz, an Israeli military commander. It's Wednesday, May 19th. Once again, we were scooped by my old roommate, Michael Barbara, who not only would take long showers when I needed to use the bathroom, but also today chose to cover the human toll of the Middle East conflict. We're happy to still be joined by Israeli commander Yotam Horowitz.
Thanks for having me.
Yotam, how do you perceive what's going on right now in the Middle East?
Did you hear Bill Gates is getting divorced?
I feel like you're mentioning other current events to avoid talking about the issue.
Fine. Hamas is attacking our country, and we're defending ourselves with strategic counterstrikes.
But there has been growing international outrage that these strikes are killing Palestinian civilians. So how are you picking your targets?
We got a map of where Hamas operates, so we hit those. But it's, you know, it's like on Tinder. We expand the radius, and sometimes we get some more matches.
But in the case of Tinder, you're hooking up with more people. Here, you're killing more people, often innocent people.
First, when I expand my Tinder radius, I still don't get any matches. And second, we are just defending ourselves.
But is this a defense? For example, 17 hospitals have been damaged and Gaza's only testing lab for COVID has been rendered inoperable.
Did you see the Lollapalooza lineup? Didn't expect Miley Cyrus.
Okay, once again, I feel like you're avoiding the topic of the vaccine site getting damaged.
But isn't Hamas to blame for creating coronavirus in the first place?
No, not at all.
Okay, I thought I could kind of catch you off guard, but it looks bad. But how come you're not talking about the Hamas attacks?
Well, Hamas has been internationally condemned for launching rockets into Israel.
So this is just an eye for an eye. It's like Gandhi said, an eye for an eye makes the whole world spry.
No, he said an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind.
Oh, that's not what they taught us during mandatory military service.
But it's not even an eye for an eye. The damage inflicted by Hamas, a dozen people killed, is a fraction of the retaliation in Gaza, where over 200 people have been killed. So it's like a whole face for an eye.
Yes, it's just like the other saying we teach. A whole face for an eye is always justified.
Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm Frankie Goots, business reporter at the New Jersey Times. Every day, our business section is completely blank because, frankly, it's none of your business. Unions skimming off the top? None of your business. Restaurant flouting health guidelines? Who asked you? Local newspaper committing tax fraud? What are you, a rat? So, subscribe to the New Jersey Times and stop sticking your nose where it doesn't belong.
Before the break, Commander Yotam, we were talking about the emerging humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Over 70,000 people have been forced from their homes and over 200 Palestinians killed. Dozens of them have been children. How do you justify that?
We have 3 rules. First, we say we don't want to do this, but Hamas is forcing us. Second, we don't think of them as people. We think of them as statistics. And third, we bring up other stuff that would distract people. Like, did you hear UFOs are real?
Yes, I saw that on 60 Minutes. I was so stunned when I heard I see what you're doing. I want to stay on topic. Today, my old roommate and nemesis, Michael Barbaro, interviewed someone living in Gaza City.
A militant working for Hamas, no doubt, who wants all the Jews dead.
No, she's a woman by the name of Raf Halak.
Oh, come on, not a woman. You have to remember rule 2. We have to treat these people like statistics. At least she was like an evil woman, right? Like a Cersei in Game of Thrones.
No, she's 21 years old.
God damn it.
And she lives with her parents and her 5 siblings.
God damn it. Please tell me these siblings are all older Muslim fanatics.
No, they're all younger. A brother who is 9 years old.
Is the 9-year-old in Hamas? Because you have to remember this is all Hamas' fault.
Well, what they've been doing is when they hear bombing, which is now a nightly occurrence, is they've been huddling together in one room so that if they die, they
Did you hear the NBA playoffs started? NBA playoffs, LeBron, Lakers tonight?
Yes, yes. I was saying if they die, they'll all die together and not have to deal with the trauma of surviving.
Oh, come on. You can't make these people real. They have to stay statistics.
Well, the youngest daughter is 4, and they tried to tell her the sound of bombing was fireworks, but she said, no, it sounds like shooting. Somehow, a 4-year-old girl knows the sound of shooting.
Maybe her father is a Hamas fighter.
Her father is a professor of English literature. And Raf, the 21-year-old, she is currently a university...
Her dad doesn't let her read, right? Because of Islam.
No, she's currently at university getting her degree in English literature, but her school was halted during the fighting.
I heard the cicadas are finally coming out.
She wants to be a writer, and her favorite bookstore was destroyed in an Israeli airstrike.
Fuck. Look, this war sucks, okay? Obviously, I don't want to be destroying bookstores like I'm Bane. Obviously, I don't want to scare kids like Voldemort. I'd rather be listening to Miley or watching the playoffs or trying to hook up with Melinda Gates.
Oh, so are you going to stop the war?
See, the new Fast and Furious is coming out?
We'll be right back.
In this new economy, if you're not thinking about the future, you're in the past. That's why Fortune 500 companies trust Jargon Systems LLC for all their B2B cloud computing services. If you're looking for a peer-to-peer network that's A4 compliant, Jargon Systems LLC offers the AI firewall capabilities that no other enterprise solution can provide. What does all that mean? Nobody knows. But you're too insecure to ask, so just pay us instead. Jargon Systems LLC.
Here's what else you need to know today. Donald Trump has ordered Republicans to block a probe into the cause of the Capitol siege. Trump said there's no way of knowing what caused the riot, and if the probe got approved, he would cause another one. That's it for the Daily 2. I'm Olingan Mitra. See you tomorrow.
I'd rather be listening to Miley or watching the NBA playoffs or trying to hook up with Melania Gates.
We said Melania Gates.
Damn it.
Oh.